Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Bob Rosenthal, who's Technical Director at Pantheon Resources, and by Jay Cheatham, who is the CEO of Pantheon Resources. How are you, gentlemen?
We're very good. And welcome from Texas for me.
In California for me.
Oh, right. Okay. It was all over the world. I'm in Paddington, which is not quite as glamorous. But I've been following your company, or I did a little while back, I think a few years back, in fact, and I think we've interviewed, we've had an interview process before. But all of a sudden, this month, you seem to have come back. Pantheon's come back, and the share price has come back as well. Could you tell us what's going on?
Well, we're focused on North Alaska now, the Central North Slope. Those are some assets that we acquired when we merged with Great Bear, who had been on the North Slope for 10 years, had a large proprietary 3D set, had done a lot of work and knew there were some conventional targets in an area where they had originally leased hundreds of thousands of acres. And we've recently focused on basically two areas, Zach. One we call Greater Alcade, and one we call Talitha. And the state of Alaska has deemed our unit applications for both of those completed. The Alcade and Talitha units together are almost 70,000 acres. And we just got an independent expert report from Lee Keeling on our Talitha shelf margin deltaic zone, which is the uppermost of three zones, and they predict 302 million barrels of recoverable prospective resource in the updip location from a well drilled by ARCO in 1988. And it has a present value of about $2.7 billion at the current strip price. So it's pretty damn exciting, and we're really excited. It's one out of three zones that we'll test in our upcoming winter well at Talitha. And Bob can give you a lot more detail on that technically and reserve-wise.
Well, that'd be great, Bob. Let's talk about this. I mean, to a layperson, this sounds like something out of Dallas, which I'm sure we all remember. Is it that good?
Yes, it is. It's probably going to be the well we're going to be drilling. It's probably going to be the largest sort of appraisal test that anybody's going to be has drilled in the last several years. We're targeting multiple billion barrels of oil in place. As Jay said, we've got three zones. This is 300 million barrels. In the uppermost zone is a world-class target in itself, just in itself. It's a world-class target. People would be drilling for this sort of prize in deep water West Africa, deep water Gulf of Mexico. This is onshore, a few miles from the largest underutilized infrastructure in the world, which is the Trans-Alaska Pipeline. That pipeline has a spare capacity of a million barrels in it right now. And so it's an incredible target in and of itself, but there's two other targets underneath it. And the 300 million that we're talking about, as Jay alluded to, it's 300 million barrels in an updip location to a well that our independent expert has said has hydrocarbons in it. But the reason why we stress this is that when we were doing our work, what we were looking for was the distribution of better reservoir and than what we encountered in that discovery well. It just so happens that the better reservoir lies up dip from this discovery well, and all we have the analysis done by the independent expert is in this reservoir where the reservoir quality is better than what we saw in the pipeline state well. And the importance of that is in the focus, the reason we focused on that is in a lower price environment, having a better reservoir, it makes it, you know, more amenable to lower oil prices.
Right. So, I mean, literally, you've got everything in your favor here in terms of, let's say, the cost of extraction and location. And I mean, the whole process at the moment looks relatively smooth.
Correct. That's exactly
right. And the other thing is, I mean, as this was, let's say, something of a windfall, couldn't you just say, like, here we are, we've got 302 million barrels. You just phone up BP, Shell, say, look, here's the oil, give us X amount of money. Thank you very much. Can you do that? Or do you have a motivation or incentive to actually produce the oil? Can't you just sell the project as if you've got planning permission for a house?
Well, my view is that the next major step we have to do is go in and drill this well. And at that point in time, that's where, you know, the majors will step in and take a close look at us.
Right. And so over the next, I mean, obviously, you know, this is September has been quite a good month. Over the next, say, quarter or 6 months, what are we looking at? What's the expected timeline here then?
Well, Zach, obviously, we hope to drill this well in the winter. We would spud it in mid-January. In advance of that, we've got an upgrade on the deepest of the horizons that we'll test in this well called the Kuparuk. And that's the same sand that is in the Kuparuk River field on the North Slope, which is the second largest oil field in North America. And it'll produce about 7 billion barrels over its life. So there's a lot of news coming. Obviously, as Bob said, this is a well that if you're an oil man, and I'm third generation and I've been in this business for over 50 years, this is the well you want to drill. You dream about drilling this well. As Bob said, multi-billions of barrels of oil in place, well over a billion barrels potential recoverable. So, you know, and when you get the inflection point on value, as Bob said, is after we drill this next well and test the three independent zones.
Well, on that note, Jay Cheatham and Bob Rosenthal from Pantheon Resources, thank you very much indeed. And I'm sure you'll keep us posted as to developments.
We certainly will, Zach. We look forward to coming back.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.